You may remember that Columbus sailed the Ocean Blue in 1492. But what else do you know about the famous explorer? Today we go to the place some believe is the only point he touched down in what is today U.S. territory. It's next on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I helped produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
We all learned that Columbus sailed the Ocean Blue in 1492. David Goldstein at Salt River Bay National Historical Park on the island of St. Croix helps us remember the rest of the story.
Columbus and his Niña Pinta and the Santa Maria, those three boats sailed with his first voyage. And Columbus entered in the Bahamas, the Caribbean archipelago, and landed on the island of Hispaniola and landed somewhere near the border between Haiti and Dominican Republic.
Few people remember that one of those three ships did not make the trip back to Spain.
At that point, the Santa Maria sank, and he created a colony there, a small outpost that he named Navidad for Christmas Day. They left these people there with some local group of indigenous people and said, "We'll be back." And so they loaded up the Niña and the Pinta, and they went home.
The Santa Maria sank on Christmas of 1492. Columbus left 39 crew members on the island and then sailed to Spain with plans to return very soon.
Things were evolving in Spain and the Reconquista, and it was not a particularly stable time for Spain. But there were many people anxious to get out of there, and Columbus, capitalizing on that, came back with a second voyage. And this is a big voyage. This is not a voyage of exploration. This is 1,500 people. This is several boats.
Perhaps as many as 15 ships set sail on this second trip to the Americas. The voyage would land here, and that meeting was anything but peaceful. That part of the story, next time, as we travel the countryside. Salt River Bay on the island of St. Croix. I'm Andrew McCrae.